Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Lake steals second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Lake moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball four. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Outlaw steals second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Outlaw moves to third. Evers moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen throws the ball into Lake, who tags Berardino trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Christman scores. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Judnick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to third for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake bunts towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lake for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Heath reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Hank Helf pinch hits for Joe Schultz. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Helf moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Helf moves to third. Gailhouse moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Berardino reaches third base with a triple. Helf scores. Gailhouse scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 9-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Helf now catching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. 1 out. Onsmore pinch hits for Jimmy Bloodworth. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Bob Swift. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.